Well, once again, we have seen this now all across the country and here locally in New York, Massachusetts, and Connecticut, and that is the reemergence of COVID-19. Instead of being brought into our area from outside, we are now seeing community spread, and that is affecting schools. You can check just about anywhere across the line in New York State. Dover has had a COVID-19 student. The Weebatuck school system, I think, said two or three. Taconic has had experience once again. We move over to Region 1 at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. And we've been informed extremely well by the administration there of what's going on. And the latest is that, once again, Housatonic is shifting to remote learning. Let's talk now with Lisa Carter. Good morning, Lisa, and thanks for taking time and joining us this morning.
Good morning, Marshall, and thank you for having me.
Yeah, once again, the reason I want to have you, Lisa and I had planned to bring in Ian and have a conversation about the normal life of high school and high school students. But right now, nothing is quite normal in this country, not only around here. And Housatonic, once again, has taken the very safe side of finding out that some students have been exposed and they're remote learning. And explain, Lisa, why when you find out that students have been exposed, you can switch to this remote learning. To me, it seems like you're doing this, A, to give a chance to contact trace and also to get the school ready once again to bring students back in.
That's correct. Every one of these cases that we have, and we haven't had many in Region 1, but when they do happen, they're highly individualized, and it depends on when we get the news, what the environmental circumstances are of the case, and what we think is best for the health and safety of everyone. So in this particular case, the household has a case, and we feel that, you know, maybe there hasn't been enough isolation. And so out of abundance of caution, because the call came in late last evening, we decided the safest action was to switch the kids over to remote learning so that we can do some contact tracing. Mr. Strever and Mr. Sheeby have seating charts for all of the classrooms. They have bus seating charts cafeteria. So they can review all of that information and determine where there may be close contact if, in fact, these cases turn positive. We don't know that they will, but we are just trying to be as careful as possible.
Well, I guess that was the next thing that I was going to say. When somebody feels that they have been, or even they test positive a first time, it could be a wrong test. But I think what the best part about this is that by taking this step back and having the students start remote learning, you do give proper time for the contact tracing to take place, because that's not something that can be rushed through.
That's right. It just calms everything down a little bit. And because we have a hybrid model at the high school, and students are now accustomed to distance learning and teachers are accustomed to doing that instruction, nothing about this environment is easy. So please understand, I'm not trying to make this, but it is relative. It's a relatively comfortable shift at this point to move back and forth between those environments.
Well, yeah, there's been experience with it, and with experience does come a certain amount of comfort. But also, I think what should come to comfort to parents and to grandparents is that the school's being so vigilant here, because by protecting the students, you are protecting families.
That's correct. I feel like we're doing the best that we possibly can for the public health of the community. And also, everybody needs to remember that, you know, within the school every day, it's very safe. The students are all seated 6 feet apart. They're all wearing masks. The custodial and facilities management staff do an excellent job of keeping the school clean. So this, again, is just one more layer of mitigation, just to ensure that we're keeping everyone as safe as possible, and that we will be able to reopen, and we want to stay open as long as we possibly can.
Now, receiving a call. It's funny, because I got up last night, like most 68-year-old men do, around midnight, and uh, I uh, I immediately checked my phone for messages, and I saw having something come in so late in the evening. I think that people have to appreciate how hard you and the other administration and staff are working to get this all implemented out to people last evening and early this morning, and also have the school completely prepared to set to deal with it today. I mean, you have a long enough day as it is, but I think that you all show that how serious you are in keeping everybody safe.
Well, thank you for that, Marshall. And it is pretty seamless at this point. I think the call came in from Mr. Strever at around 8 o'clock. We conferenced with Mr. Shebe, then talked with Pat McCara, the board chair, and by 8:30 we had a letter together and text and phone messages out to parents. So, and Tina Bunce, my administrative assistant, just is on call. So it's a great team. And I think we are really interested in doing what's best for the students and for our families.
Okay, so right now you're on remote learning for today. Do you think that it will be that way Monday, or do you think that you'll have time to find out everything where you can start to go back to the new normal?
I really can't say right now, because as soon as I got off the phone with Mr. Strever and Mr. Shebe, they began doing some contact tracing, and we did not speak before we retired for the evening. So I'll speak with them this morning and probably have a better sense of that.
Well, at least you've got the weekend to kind of sort things out and keep parents informed ahead of time. I just can't imagine that from the buses to the teachers to the students to the administrators, everything that you have to go through when something like this happens. It must be quite a checklist.
It is quite a checklist. And then, of course, we need to be in touch with the Torrington Area Health District and our medical advisor. So there's a lot of reviewing and then a lot of communication.
Well, you know, if we look at this, this is something that we're going to have to deal with right through the wintertime, obviously. And I'm sure we're even going into probably, as most people are predicting, a darker period. So we'll keep our eye on it. But I think what most people realize, students have to go to school. They have to have the social experience. They have to have the educational experience. And I know this can be frustrating to some people. I think everybody is frustrated right now at this point that we're almost a year into this pandemic and there's still no answer. But I think the only answer we have is to keep students safe, to keep parents safe, to keep grandparents safe. And I think everybody should understand the amount of work that the school district, not only at Region 1, but all the school districts are putting into it.
Yes, I talk regularly with the Litchfield County superintendents, and I can say that all of the schools are being equally as vigilant. So, and it's great to have that group to work together with.
Well, keep us informed over the weekend, and good luck, and really to all the staff and everybody that works not only at high school, but throughout the Region 1. Give them our thanks, because we think they're doing a great job keeping our students and our children and grandchildren safe, and having an education, and keeping the teachers and staff safe as well. So keep up the good work, Lisa.
Thank you to everyone for helping to keep us safe as well.
All right, Lisa. Take care, and hopefully we won't speak too soon.
Okay. Thank you, Marshall. Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Lisa Carter, the superintendent of Region 1, and she has been so transparent and open to us here dealing with this. So once again, Housatonic today is on a, once again, remote learning schedule because of a couple of students possibly infected with COVID-19. They'll do the contract tracing. They'll decide this weekend when it is they will go off remote learning. It's all right.